and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 at 7:05 in the morning. It is August the 8th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're just streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Linda is in Chico today shooting a TV spot. Yeah. She's going to be there for a couple of days. She's doing some work down there. Called her up and asked her to come down and I can't talk about it right now, but it's TV stuff down there.
Cool.
Bad Bob. So you've got to give the weather.
All righty. We can definitely take care of that. You want that right now? Or?
Yeah, I'd like to have that right now.
Okay.
Okay, no, I don't want it right now because obviously we're not bright enough after 3 years of being here on the station that actually have the weather right here in front of us before we start. What about that one right there on the computer?
Well, we can tell you.
Okay, it's going to be like 100 today. It's going to be hot, hot, hot.
Temperatures moving into the century mark, and right now we've got partly cloudy skies, 71 degrees, and a report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. That's right. You know what? It's cooler up there. And we're going to talk about Anselmo Vineyards here in a couple of minutes because it's, you know, the Record Searchlight and their ongoing war against Reverge Anselmo. They never miss a chance, especially Miss Shulman, who is the one that usually writes the hit pieces on Anselmo, is that they never miss a chance. And we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about the final farewell to First Lieutenant Sean Jacobs. We're going to talk about where the procession is going to, where if you want to pay your final respects, where to be, when it starts and all that. We'll be getting that after the 10 o'clock or the 10 after break. Also, REU, as you know, it's front page news in the Record Searchlight that was broken right here on KCNR yesterday about the alleged corruption charges. By a former employee who not only just talks about it, he names names, dates, times, the whole thing. This needs to be investigated by the grand jury or the district attorney's office, and it looks like that's where it's going. But guess what? REU has stepped in it again, and you're hearing it first right here at KCNR. But we're going to talk about that, yes, one more time at the after our 10 after break. We also want to talk about the cell towers, as we talked about. But there's one thing we want to do first before we go into it, is before we get into the rest of the day, is I want to – have you ever dealt with somebody in New York? And I hope she's listening right now. Let me see if I can find her name, because I told her that we were going to be on the show today. Anyway, she's from an insurance company, and anybody that has dealt with insurance companies, I mean, just in town, you know, I can call Judy Maxwell up or Jeff, and I go, hey, what's going on here? And they tell you. So, but now I'm working with a huge corporation, and it's got to do with workers' comp, you know, so.
Which is pretty Byzantine to begin with.
You know what? And try to explain workers' comp. Somebody come in here and explain workers' comp to me, especially the insurance. So I get this bill from them that is triple what I had before. And then three different conflicting pieces of paper tell me what it is. I mean, on different days. So I call back there and I talk to the first person. It's obviously well beyond her. So she sends me up to the supervisor. You know, can we get an echoing in here? The supervisor.
Supervisor.
Anyway, the supervisor comes on. And I wish that, and I told her this, I wish we had a recording of the conversation she and I had. Because you just can't make stuff up like that. We went from one side of the spectrum to the other. But the bottom line is, she was of great assistance by the time we finished here. She goes, wait a minute. She says, wait. She says, I see your payments. Wait. And she goes back in there. She comes back. She goes, well, you know what? But she didn't say it like John Wayne. She said it kind of like a New Yorker. Says, well, we just, you know, we applied it to the wrong, we applied it to the wrong part of your account. I went, oh. And I said, so I'm in good graces. Oh, yeah, you've been in good graces. You paid on time. And I said, well, what about this other one? She said, well, we can work this one out. And we did. And here you are thinking it's this monolith type of existence. And it still is, really. But there's actually people, if you can get to them, if you can get to them and talk to them and don't lose your temper, which I know is, you know, right then is, you know.
Congratulations, girl.
Yeah, well, you know. She, on several occasions, said, sir, may I put you on hold for a minute? And I know she was back there screaming in her office. There are scratch marks on the doors. Because I said, well, why can't I do this? Why can't I do this? Well, why do I have to do this? If I've never had this, why does this happen? Why is it this much? Why is it this percentage? And she was just went, she kept, let me put you on hold for a minute. Let me check something. And then she'd come back again. And, you know, finally at the end, we were just, you know, best buddies. So if she ever gets out here red in California, I'll take her out to dinner. Linda and I will take her out to dinner. We got to take a break now. Garland and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We come back. We're going to hit. We're going to discuss REU. What's the next thing they've done that has just reached Sacramento? We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will be performed by the Shasta College Theater Department August 9th to the 25th on the Shasta College stage. Described as a non-stop sugar rush by critics, this Broadway and London hit will delight theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend and discovers that an honest, open spirit always wins the day. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot, Linus and Chico shooting a TV thing. 7:15, August the 8th, gonna get up in the hundreds today. Hey, watch your dogs and your animals and your babies. Try not to leave them in the cars. Goes up 50 degrees. If it's 100 degrees outside, it's 150 inside the car, and they will have a terrible time trying to survive that. Today, First Lieutenant Sean Jacobs, United States Army, killed in action in Afghanistan, a Redding son, will be laid to rest up at Igo Cemetery. If you want to pay your final respects, and I strongly urge people to do that, then the ceremony itself will be 10 o'clock at Igo. But the route, if you want to go along, if you want to stand along the route or be part of the procession, it goes like this. The procession is going to start at Allen and Dahl on Eureka at 9 a.m. If you choose to be in the procession, you want to be there, you can park across the street in the Seventh-day Adventist Church parking lot. They've been given permission to do that. The procession will leave Allen and Dahl on Eureka and head to Bonaventura. We'll go to Bonaventura. It then will take a left on Bonaventura down to Placer, a right on Placer, then to Igo, the little town of Igo, and then once you reach Igo, take a left, and then that will take you to the cemetery. But if you want to be on along the route, Bonaventura, or Eureka, Placer, are the places to be to show your final respects to a hero, First Lieutenant Sean Jacobs, a son of Redding, West Point graduate, his first tour in Iraq. I'm sorry, in Afghanistan. His parents are here. Father's retired, I think, California Highway Patrolman. And again, a hero of our area. So please, if you have some time, please be out there. Okay, there's let's go on from this. Let's go into something else. This is a REU. As you know, it's front page paper, but you heard it first here. You heard it first here yesterday about the alleged corruption charges by a former employee that says, and he named names. He said when it happened and all this. He's talking about millions of dollars worth of natural gas that was bought that we didn't need just to keep open a facility that is inefficient. Trips, golf, wining and dining. He said that not only did he say that they lived a lavish lifestyle, that he has firsthand knowledge of deals that unnecessarily cost customers millions of dollars. You know, the follow-up story, of course, here is in the Record Searchlight. But there's more. You know, REU is not finished. REU is also did something else that you're hearing probably for the first time here. The Fair Political Practices Commission of California is involved in something that REU do. REU sent out a newsletter, as they usually do. But in it, they had a photo of the city council member, Missy MacArthur. Now, this got nothing to do with Missy. She was just, a photo was taken when she was, inspecting, I think it was the Ice Bear or the, one of the, facilities we have. But it's illegal to send out literature with a photo of an elected official on it. So, REU turned themselves in to the Fair Political Practices Commission. Is this a big thing? No, it's not a big thing, but it is under investigation. I talked to the Fair Political Practices Commission yesterday in the afternoon, and they knew exactly what I was talking about. And as they said, and as I talked with them, is that this is not like a huge thing, but it can be a fine, another fine. So here's something that should not have happened. And are the rules known to the people? I mean, this is a public relations, a public affairs thing that goes out. I would think they would know that things they couldn't do, like putting photos of elected officials in there. Anyway, if that's down, you can call the Fair Political Practices Commission and ask them about it. They don't seem to be overwrought with worry or anxiety, nor do I. But we're going to take a break because we're going to come back and we're going to address cell towers. We're also going to talk about illegals in the Southwest in this DREAM Act, because I'm going to tell you some things that come from the lips of the Border Patrol, the people that have to enforce these laws, and tell you what's happening to them. This is not something you're going to read in the paper. They can't even talk about it because they're afraid of being fired. They've called me. I'm going to tell you.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsredding.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred Dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Reading's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Reading's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:23 in the morning, August the 8th. Carl on the bot, Linda's in Chico on a television shoot. She's doing some stuff down there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends down there, Joe and Shelly, great people. Espresso Joe's, super, super prices on just outstanding coffee. Also, it's getting hot, so they have icy drinks. They have cold drinks for you right there at Espresso Joe's. And, of course, they'll meet or beat any prices on tobacco in town and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, the DREAM Act and illegals. I just saw in the paper today that, remember when Obama said, oh, no, we want to help these people. We're talking about, oh, maybe about 800,000. But that's not enough. 800,000 people in this DREAM Act. You've got to be under 30. You've got to have gone to high school or going back to high school. You know, you brought here when you were a child. Well, now they're saying, well, wait a minute, it's not 800,000, it's 1.6 million. Oh, and how do you know that these are good people? And how do you know they've gone to school? How do you know? Because I tell you what, right on the lines, the front lines, my friends, down on the borders, one group, went in to a house where there were felons on warrants. They picked up an illegal here who had been deported twice for felony offenses, a DUI causing injury, other things. They call the ICE people. They call the ones there that are supposed to keep our borders straight. The question they asked was, did you have a warrant for this man? And they said no, because he was in this group that we picked up. We had warrants for him, but this guy is a twice deported felon. I said, oh, he's not. If he's not on your list to be in if he's not on your list to be arrested, then we don't want him. Wait a minute, he's a twice deported felon. This is what you guys do. Nope, we can't touch him. Can't touch him. He's not on. We can get in trouble for this.
Who got paid?
So, well, Obama's getting paid. That's the whole thing. So now this is what happens, my friends. They pick up somebody. The only thing this person has to say is, I'm a dreamer. He falls under the dream. And they don't have to prove that. Get this? They don't have to prove it. So they pick up this one guy. I'm a dreamer. Oh, really? What high school did you go to? I don't remember. What city was it in? Not sure about that either. And guess what? They kick them loose because they have to. If they don't, they lose their jobs. Is this what you want? This is Obama. This is Obama's work. And now the city of San Francisco is getting ready to open up all these work visas for all of these illegals. Yes, illegals that are here. And we're talking about thousands. We're talking about more, if you believe the statistics, more in the city of San Francisco than in the state of Arizona at this point. That are going to come in and look for these work visas. And the other question is how do you know that these illegals that are signing up for this fall under this act? They don't have to prove it. Well, they have to apply. They have to apply for this starting August 15th. It'll cost $500 to them. What you've done is you've completely, and as we told you earlier, told you last week, from the lips of the Border Patrol, the ICE, the unions of the Border Patrol agents and all the agents there that are supposed to keep our country safe along the borders, their morale is in the pooper because of what the Obama administration has done. They try to pick up people. They can't. One agent, by the way, refused to kick them loose. I am not going to turn this guy loose. He is illegal. He's done these things. And you know what happened? He faces suspension. They're going to suspend this man, a 17-year veteran of the Border Patrol, for 3 days because he arrested somebody under what he was supposed to arrest him under. And they're saying, no, got to kick him loose, kick him loose. And he goes, this guy is here. He's breaking the law. He's done these things. Nope. We're going to, in fact, instead we're going to suspend you for 3 days for doing your job. This is what you're going to get if you re-elect Obama. It's going to be worse. Why is he doing this? We have no border. It's not Hispanics coming across. It's anybody coming across. Do you understand this? Anybody. Oh, I'm a dreamer. A blue-eyed Caucasian. I'm a dreamer. You know, if you think about this, this is what you've got. This is where we are at in our country today. This is where we are.
The inmates run the asylum.
Let's take it. You remember that guy, that poor guy from the Fish and Game Commission? The president of the Fish and Game Commission. Frankly, I wonder how much these guys get paid for being on these commissions. I'm just wondering, is it $100,000? Do they all get paid like $100,000? Somebody needs to check that. How much do they get paid? Anyway, he was the president of the California Fish and Game Commission. This is the guy that went hunting, legally hunting. The name's Dan Richards. Legally hunting in the state of Idaho, and he killed, oh my God, did he kill a person? No. Did he kill an endangered species? Let me think. No. He killed a cougar. A predator. He killed a predator. And now because of this, you know, if you remember the loud outcry for his hide, they wanted to tan him. The environmentalists wanted to put him up and put his head on the wall. But it didn't happen. But now they're going to vote him out of his spot as president of the State Fish and Game Commission. And And the president of the commission should be someone who has the confidence of the majority of his peers, said Mike Sutton, vice president, who will then become an executive vice president of the commission and executive director of the Audubon, California. I don't make this stuff up. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 14-6. We come back, Legally Blonde.
From the Fox Business Network, worker productivity rose 1.6% in the second quarter, topping economists' expectations. That's also above the 0.5% drop we saw in the first quarter, which was a smaller decline than first estimated. Meanwhile, labor costs rose 1.7%, well above forecast. Hewlett-Packard shares are getting a boost after it raised its earnings outlook for the third quarter. The company says it now expects to report a profit of $1 per share versus the earlier estimate of 97 cents. HP says the better outlook is largely due to a higher-than-anticipated acceptance rate under its early retirement program. And shares of McDonald's are lower after the company reported that global same-store sales in July were flat compared to a year ago. The fast food giant blames austerity measures in Europe and economic volatility around the world for the poor results. In the U.S., McDonald's sales were down slightly in July. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lauren Simonetti.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including two Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, Linda's in Chico, shooting TV today, August the 8th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com for everybody in the chat room. You know, if you just hold down the down key on your computer, it scrolls for you. One of the people here said it after we were all complaining about it. But I know, but you just want it to be automatic. But for me, it works because, you know, really, in reality, I miss a lot of the stuff that goes by the chat room, and then I have to go back and find it, and I can't. So this works really good for me. So it's my chat room. We're talking Legally Blonde today.
Good morning, Carl.
In fact, if you've been listening to the show, you're saying, "Boy, I tell you, you got a lot of blondes in there." We welcome Dean Monroe, who is you're head of the theater department out there.
Well, I'm the area coordinator for theater and dance and humanities this year. So my plate's pretty full most of the time.
Yeah, and you're putting on this this musical.
Well, we've been this has been really a labor of love because we've been closed down for about almost 3 years now. We did a remodeling of the theater, over $1 million, and then we had some budget cuts, ironically. And so we really worked hard to get this musical on the venue this summer. And it's been a little bit of a struggle, but we've got a great cast, we've got a great show. We're going to play for 3 weekends. We've got 2 Sunday matinees, and we're open for business.
Well, okay, that's good. Now you brought with you a couple of your actors here, and I've talked to them a little bit, and they're quite humorous, and they're talking about, you know, their lives and all this here in college. You want to introduce them?
Well, sure. This is Spencer Deardorff, and Spencer plays Emmett, and Emmett's our. In a sense, he's our romantic lead.
Yeah, morning, Carl.
So, how's it feel to be a romantic lead there?
I just have to say it feels pretty interesting. Never played a romantic lead before.
Do you get to kiss the blonde?
Yes, twice.
Oh, good.
And he's getting really good at it, too. I think they've been practicing.
Practice makes perfect, I guess.
Rehearse, right? Mm-hmm. No matter how long it takes, you're going to get this right.
Exactly.
May those lips get bloody, but we can cover it up with makeup.
Yeah.
Right, there you go. And our other star here.
Yes, we have Isaac Ramsauer, and Isaac plays the villain, so to speak, the antagonist, and he's our lawyer.
Yeah. Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, plays our lawyer. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, does this pretty much follow the movie?
It is pretty faithful to the movie. It actually adds a certain dimension to the movie. This show played on Broadway and played in London. It was pretty successful, and it's really a high energy. They call this kind of a sugar rush. I call it something of a train wreck. It's trying to coordinate this thing. This is the nonstop singing and dancing and action and set changes. And theater's always for me like putting socks on an octopus. You know, you get them on, you turn around, he's got them half off. And it's always a bit of a challenge, but boy, we're right on top of it.
Is it because you've got a bunch of actors, entertainers around you?
Absolutely.
That has something to do with that?
Yeah, this is a really good cast. They're really good singers. The vocal aspects are really excellent.
I mean, I see them. They're taking their shoes off in here. I'm not sure what this means. You know, trying to put their shoes back on and all that. How many people in the cast?
I think there's like 23, 24 people in the cast.
Wow. So this is a pretty big production there.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spencer, how long have you been acting?
Acting, I've been acting since 7th grade. That was, 7 years ago. I don't know. That's a long time ago, I guess. I did a lot of stuff in junior high, high school. My first musical was freshman year of high school. That was Alice in Wonderland. And then just got bit by the bug. I love acting, love singing, everything.
And where are you from? Are you from here?
I'm from Cottonwood.
Cottonwood, okay. Did you ever get involved in Kids Unlimited or things like this?
No, I went to Reading Christian High School, so I didn't get into community theater. I did Charlie Brown earlier this year. I played Schroeder. And then Dean and Dr. Waterbury, our musical director, told me about Legally Blonde. They asked me to try out, and so
here you are.
And here I am, yeah.
Okay, and Isaac, what about you? What's your background?
I started acting when I was in about 5th grade when I went to Reading School of the Arts. And I did shows there and up until eighth grade where I graduated, and I went to UPrep, and I did shows there. I transferred to Enterprise for a little while. I was in Starship and Victorian Dinner. I've done Kids Unlimited. I've done stuff at the Cascade. I'm everywhere. But I just feel really blessed to be, like, in a place like Reading where there is such a culture of, like, art that, you know, I can go pretty much anywhere and just...
Yeah, I'd say that again. The part about you feel blessed because you're in Reading because of what?
A culture of art.
There you go.
You know, there are people that will fight you and roll around on the ground with you, and I wouldn't go, he's a pretty big guy, to say that there is no culture here. You know, these people that smack Reading all the time. But what Linda and I, and Linda has performed throughout the world. I mean, she's been an entertainer throughout the world. And what we've noticed is what you're saying. There is a culture of art. It's theater, music. I mean, there's always something going on here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't tell you how many plays that you could go to a play almost, you know, a different play three times a month.
Sure.
Four
sure.
times there's, a month sometimes.
I mean, Oklahoma opens tonight.
That's right.
And we're going head to head with Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing we found is that the more theater there is going on, the more people go to the theater. And the college is, we've been kind of a cornerstone, a keystone in the theater community in this. We've had input, we've had contact and trained people at virtually all the high schools and all the theater groups in Riverfront, started back in the late 70s from people from the college, and we've had James Santos go on to Cirque du Soleil, and James got part of his choreography start right here in Reading. Mm-hmm. And this musical theater and serious drama are really something that the college does well. We take very seriously.
Okay, we've got to take a break. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about that. But we've also got some tickets to give away for Legally Blonde. Call Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's Home Performance Program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl on the Boss, 7:45 in the morning. Okay, weather. Whether you're ready or not. Well, you know what? You said, I want to do weather. Okay. Bob, do weather.
All right, cloudy skies, high of 104, mostly clear tonight, low of 71, more hot tomorrow, 106 degrees. Please be careful out there.
Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
Yes, indeed. Wear light-colored clothing. Take it easy on the exertion and keep the kids and the pets out of the cars. You know, do we really have to tell you that? Really, 75 degrees right now in the report. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And Anselmo Vineyards on the way up to Shingletown. Great food, great ambiance. Music on the weekends, pizza night on Thursdays, even though they have also a great deal of other items on the menu up there. 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, they are, are doing something for the community. They're putting a cell tower up there. So now you can actually have cell service when you head up to Shingletown. Today we're here with Dean Monroe and Spencer Dierdorf and Isaac Ramsar from A Legally Blonde. Dean being, of course, the man in charge out there at Shasta College, and is putting all this on, and theater and everything that goes to do with theater. But we have some dialogue here, right? Can you set this up for us?
Well, sure. One of the things in Legally Blonde is that there's a major case that arises involving a kind of famous dance...
Exercise queen.
Exercise queen. There you go. Help me out. Yep. Yeah. Rescue. She's reluctant to give up her alibi for very personal reasons. And Spencer is the
co-counsel.
He's the co-counsel. Yeah, you guys get in here and take this over.
Getting closer to the
Callahan, our professor, he put me in charge as co-counsel of the case, so it is my job to lead all the interns from Harvard Law to get this alibi from Brooke Windham, who is the exercise queen, and she is accused of murdering her husband. And during the course, I personally fail at getting the alibi, and so this scene is Callahan telling me he's a little disappointed in me.
Emmett, let me be very clear. This is your chance. I gave you simple instructions. Lead this legal team and get me an alibi. You are 0 for 2. All right, everyone, let's go. Back to work. Except you two. I don't want to see your ratty corduroy or your legally blonde again today.
Okay. All right, so that's... and then they were going after the... And then, if I remember right, the intern gets the alibi. And exactly. As it goes on... Now, you've got music all through this.
There's a tremendous amount of music. There's over, I think, 25 or 30 songs in this show. One of the other things, too, is that all of these characters, except for the two gentlemen, these fellows, too, all the characters, actors play two or three roles, and they have all these quick changes. And so when they walk off stage, it's a clothing
fight. Back
yeah,
there.
It's a madhouse. There's clothes and shoes and this and that flying all over the place. So maybe the fellas could share a little bit about
Oh, yeah. You think you know a person until you have to face up to them in a quick change. You're talking, you're all friendly with them one day, and then backstage, you're just, out of my way, out of my way. And their shoes flying everywhere. They're taking off all their clothes, putting on their next costumes. Just like 2 or 3 seconds, and then you just got to be back
finding
out on stage.
Finding out who really does believe in tattoos, right?
Exactly.
More than you probably really want to know. Okay, we're going to take a break, but you know what? We're going to give away some tickets here. You know, this is a great musical. You know, the show is Legally Blonde, but, you know, music, 26 songs in there, a cast of 23, which is really 75 because you all play multiple spots, right? Anyway, the first person that calls, who's already called before I can say anything, gets 2 tickets to Legally Blonde. And, you know, we're going to give away a bunch more of these here during this week. And this is for any time, right?
Well, exactly. We open tonight, or tomorrow night, on the 9th. We play Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30. We have two Sunday matinees this Sunday and a week from Sunday at 2 o'clock. We play through the 25th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30. And you can get tickets at the box office before the show. Shouldn't be any problem. Or you can go online to shastacollege.edu/theater.
And we're going to be giving away. Now, who won that? Just tell me the name.
Can I have your name, please? Mike.
Mike won the tickets. We've got 2 of them down here at 1326 Mark Street. We're going to be giving away a lot more. We're going to give some more away in the next segment here. Carl and the Bot, we'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you ready to win in Wind River Casino's Catch a Camry Swipe to Win promotion? Start with our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, August 30th. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The $10,000 first chance drawing is Thursday, August 30th. Win your share of $10,000 cash, 20 winners, or free gas. All entries go into the final drawing for a brand new Toyota Camry from Lithia Toyota of Reading. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All you can eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bot. Linda is over in Chico today doing a TV shoot. She's got something going on there. She'll be gone for a couple of days. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? It's going to be hot. It's going to get hotter. I think we're looking for some record temperatures of heat, not cold. Record temperatures of heat this weekend. Why don't you give Alliance Heating and Air a phone call? 221-2642. Is your air conditioner maybe not working the way it should? Give them a call. Head to their website, homecomfort.org, homecomfort.org, or a phone call to 221-2642. The men and women at Alliance Heating and Air believe in old-fashioned quality and standing by their work. They work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They will take care of your needs. Give them a call. It's going to be hot. It's going to be really hot. Make sure everything's working in your house. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Hey, our guest from Shasta College today, the man in charge of all of the theater, Nort out there, Dean Monroe.
Spencer,
yeah, that, you know what? In fact, I'm going to talk about that too. Spencer Deerdorf and Isaac Ramser. Now they're in this big musical, Legally Blonde. And but if he has a problem, I mean, we can give him your phone number, and so that, you know, you are the producer, director, everything of this, right?
Well, it's getting to be that way. I am the producer. I'm also one of the main instructors.
Are you in the play?
I've managed to stay out of that, but I've designed the set.
We're trying.
And I've designed the lighting. I've been in charge of the promotion. So, it's a lot of stuff ends up on my desk, it seems like.
You know what? It's, you know, when we give the busy man something, give the busy man, you know, a job to do, because you know it's going to be completed. Now, you two, with the, and by the way, we've had people talking about they're so tired of nasally voices that you two don't have. And they're, so now this is a musical, so we need at least some music or Linda would never forgive me. So can you give me a little bit of one of the songs from the show?
Yeah, I think Spencer wanted me to sing one of my numbers, so Spencer, you can.
All right, this scene is Callahan's first entrance.
Face toward me. Yeah. There you go.
This scene is Callahan's first entrance, and so it is his job as our instructor to scare off all the law students. So we shall.
The ones that aren't good law students.
That's right. You just want to take the ones that are just there to spend daddy's money and have nothing, you know, because it looks good. All right.
Everyone, please be seated. Callahan should be here any moment. You know, 3 years ago I was sitting right where you're sitting, and I'd heard all the rumors I'm sure you've heard too. Callahan's ruthless, he bathes in the blood of sheep, blah blah blah. Only partly true. What you really need to know is
that... You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be used against you. Now, when you choose a law career, the moment you embark, there is that joke you're bound to hear, a lawyer is a shark. Ignore that. It's simplistic and it's dumb. Only some of you will turn out sharks, just some. The rest are chum. Our topic is blood in the water. Kids, it's time you faced. Law school is a waste. Unless, oh yes, you acquire a taste for blood in the water, dark and red and raw. You're nothing until the thrill of the kill becomes your only law. Scene.
Okay. Well,
and I have to put up with that.
You have to put up with it
every day.
So, well, you know what? So it's, you know, and I find nothing to argue about that with. I mean, you know, lawyers, blood in the water, sharks, all this kind of thing. To me, I find that, you know, it's almost like a documentary we've got here instead of just a musical comedy.
Well, also one of the things we've done, we've really transformed the theater. We've built ramps out into the audience. We've opened up all the side stages. We have lots of moving scenery. We have moving lights. It's really been a really complete transformation of the theater from and I think that's one thing that people enjoy about coming to Shasta College is that our facility is really state of the art. We have great lighting equipment and sound equipment, and we really take the facility and we make it into a fictional universe that the audience will find entertaining.
Okay. Legally Blonde, Dean Monroe, Spencer Deerdorf, and Isaac Ramser over here. Now, it starts tomorrow night It goes August 9th to the 11th, 16th to the 18th, 23rd and the 20th to the 25th at 7:30 p.m. out there at Shasta College. 2 p.m. Matinees on the 12th and the 19th. We're going to be giving away a lot more tickets to this. I think you're going to have a great time out there. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. And
we got 30 seconds.
We got a 30. Okay. Well, I also wanted to thank Dr. Elizabeth Waterbury, who's doing the musical direction, and Marie Dawson, who's making her choreographic debut in terms of musical theater here in Reading at Shasta College.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks a lot, Dean. We'll be right back after these messages with the news. We've got Sharon Clark. We got a lot more. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Mitt Romney back on the attack.
The president's policies have simply failed the American people in terms of getting people back to work with rising incomes.
Selling a rally in Iowa this morning.
A lot of folks that are in the middle class have now found themselves falling into poverty, having to go on food stamps.
The Republican will later fundraise in New Jersey ahead of his upcoming four-state bus tour starting this weekend. Now President Obama's en route to Colorado, where he'll campaign in four cities over the next 2 days with a no doubt different economic message. He's been claiming Romney has a tax plan that would benefit the wealthy and hurt the middle class. Was it murder or mercy? An Ohio man arraigned this morning for the shooting death of his wife in an Akron hospital. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Dave, John Wise is facing an aggravated murder charge for shooting his bedridden wife, Barbara, inside an Akron hospital's intensive care unit. But Wise may have committed a mercy killing. His own attorney says he acted out of deep love, and he's thoroughly convinced Wise is a good man. Wise has yet to enter a plea despite his arraignment earlier. It's not known what illness his wife of 45 years suffered from, though a hospital spokesperson described her as extremely disabled. Dave?
Evan, we're going to hear from the FBI in Wisconsin this hour. More details on Sunday's Sikh temple massacre.
We may never know motive because the individual had that motive. And we will never be able to ask him what it was.
Oak Creek Police Chief John Edwards, the gunman Wade Page, was killed after killing six people and wounding three, including an officer who was shot 9 times, but is said to be slightly improving, able to give a thumbs up. Perhaps you've seen the pictures of Mars that NASA's new rover has been sending back. More are coming in today. Black and white images that are being stitched together to make a panorama of the Martian landscape, as the Curiosity also will be looking for any signs of life on Mars. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. Magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor-recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
A Tea Partying congressman in Missouri is now a step closer to being in the U.S. Senate, as there was a primary that he won yesterday. That is Todd Akin, a Republican who beat two other challengers in Missouri. One of them was backed by Sarah Palin. Akin will next face Democrat Claire McCaskill in the U.S. Senate race in November. Republican Pete Hoekstra, former congressman in Michigan, won the primary there to face off against Democrat Debbie Stabenow in the fall. At the Olympics, the U.S. is going to win a gold and also a silver in an event later today. Fox News Radio's Phil Littner's live in London.
The women's beach volleyball, a cinch win for Team USA. The finals are an all-American affair. Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh Jennings going for a third straight gold. Having yet to lose in an Olympic setting, they face April Ross and Jennifer Kesey. In women's boxing, Marlon Esparza is the first U.S. female to ever win an Olympic medal, taking bronze in flyweight, and she may not be alone. Clarissa Shields is in the gold medal bout in middleweight tomorrow. And in decathlon, American Ashton Eaton leads, winning first in both long jump and 100 meters. Dave?
Now, Phil, there's going to be a different championship altogether in New York later today to see who is the best texter in the U.S. 11 competitors aged 16 to 24 will battle for top speed and accuracy. In one round, they'll be blindfolded. In another, they'll text behind their backs. The winner gets $50,000. That is twice what U.S. gold medalists win in the Olympics. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 9 points. Earlier, there was a report from the credit agency TransUnion that said the percentage of homeowners behind on their mortgage payments is down to a three-year low, just 5.5% behind on their payments by 60 days or more in the April to June period. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's down in Chico today. Or Chino. Chico.
Big difference.
Okay, Chico today. She's doing a TV shoot for the next couple of days. 8:05 in the morning, August the 8th. We're very proud of her for doing that. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Okay, people in the chat room, it's not scrolling. I don't know why. You just have to put your finger on the, or put your arrow down there and just push the down arrow and it will scroll for you. I'm not sure if Brad was trying to help me, because when you all get going really fast in the chat room, I can't keep up. I can't even see it.
In the immortal words of Bill Gates, it's not a bug. It's a feature.
It's a feature. We have a feature there, so it, I did not do this, but it worked okay for me. At least I can see the last thing said when I get back to it. Bad Bob, what's the weather? Give us the weather real quick here.
Oh, hot, hot, hot. What more do you want? 104 for a high today. Winds light and variable. Mostly clear tonight. Lows will be in the 70s and even hotter tomorrow. High of 106. Definitely a special weather statement out on that one. Be careful with kids and cars and that sort of thing. Currently already closing in on the 80-degree mark, 78 in Reading. A little bit of humidity out there. We're hoping that burns out. The weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. You know, head on out there toward Shingletown to Anselmo Vineyards. Great food, great ambiance, music on the weekends. Give them a call at 474-5546, and they're even going to put a cell tower up there on their property so you can have cell coverage up there where they don't have a lot. Thanks a lot to Anselmos for doing that. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, now we're heading off to our Wells Fargo Advisors, Chris Lasonda. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 7 points at 13,161. The S&P 500 down 2 points at 1399, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 9 points at 3006. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 172 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up a nickel at 7.72, Hewlett-Packard up 44 cents at 19.40, Dean Foods up $4.66 at $17.07, while McDonald's is down $1.42 at $87.59. Of local interest, PG&E down 2 cents at $45.16, Safeway's up 7 cents at $15.77, North Valley Bank adding 24 cents at $13.76, and Harley-Davidson down 46 cents at $41.91. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.62%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up 6 cents a barrel at $93.73. And precious metals are a little higher, with gold up $3.72 an ounce at $16.14.40, while silver's up a dime at $28.17. This is Chris Losondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. You know what? When you want to some great information, we want to find out how to work your way through that labyrinth of different and difficult ways to find out what's happening on Wall Street, you need to go down and see the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Chris and Susan and Kathy and Josh, have them tell you what's going on. They'll tell you. They keep track of all of this. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got Sharon Clark.
Good morning, Carl. We'll be right back.
always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Reading Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Reading Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is August the 8th. It is probably close to 80 degrees in it right now, 8:12 in the morning. Carl and the bot, Linda's down in Chico doing a TV shoot down there. But I am joined by another beautiful woman right here, Sharon Clark. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I'll do my best to be Linda.
Well, you know what?
As good as Linda.
Those are big shoes to fill there, kiddo.
Big Louis Vuitton.
But you know, Sharon's been, you know, home helpers, of course. I mean, what, this is your eighth year?
Yes, we're just celebrating our eighth year this month, actually.
Business, was it Business of the Year?
2010. Business Person of the Year.
Business Person of the Year, 2010. And has been with us, you know, Sharon and Home Helpers has been with us from the beginning of the conception here of KCNR 1460.
And it was a good call. It was a good call on my part, Carl.
Well, I tell you what. We're still here. and we're taking chunks out of everyone, taking chunks out of people all the time.
Well, you know, I knew when you guys started the station, having listened to you before, that it was a no-brainer. And it took, you know, the rest of the community had to be educated on what you guys were going to bring. But community radio is so important. And being a small business owner, I realize that. And you have done a lot for all of us small businesses here in town. So we appreciate your role. And I knew you were going to do it.
Well, you know what? We like this town. We really like this town. And, you know, we just had, I don't know if you heard the last segment. I know you're in the green room there. We had these young college kids here. They're doing Legally Blonde.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of it.
I don't know. But he said, one of them said that, gosh, this is, you know, this is a so much culture right here. You know, and he was talking about all the culture and that exists right here in Reading. And I said, stop. You know, say that again. because there's a lot of people that think that Redding is just a hole in the ground, and that there's nothing to Redding. And that is so untrue. And and like we talked about in theater, there's theater everywhere.
Absolutely.
Here. Music, things to do around.
Yeah. If you're not taking advantage of it, you're not looking for it, because it definitely is here. We have so many community events. Yeah. Wonderful.
Okay. You know, one of the things we always like, you know, even when we were starting the show, is that you are always there helping veterans. And I know you haven't slowed down a bit on that. You are the focal point for our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer a lot of times, because you're the first person that sees these veterans a lot.
Absolutely. And veterans and widows of veterans have a lot of home care benefits, so that's definitely important to educate people, because a lot of our veterans don't realize when they retire that there is this aid and attendance program, and you have to apply for it like any pension. They're not going to tell you about it. You have to know about it. So definitely if you're a veteran or a widow of a veteran or a child of a veteran who is in need of home care, I definitely encourage you to call who's over there now? Bob Dunlap.
Bob Dunlap, okay. Over at the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. And let's talk about this a little. I just got an email from somebody that a friend of Linda's, that they're in Palm Springs, and he's a lawyer, but one of the things he does, he puts out a newsletter, and he puts out this, you know, the government will not tell you about this program. And I'm saying, oh gosh. So I read it. It's the, you know, aid and attendance program that we've been dealing with here for what, 5 years that I know of. And, that helps veterans, you know, in, that need help in either the homes or in their own homes or the place or their widows.
Correct.
So this is a huge program for it. And how do you apply for this?
So you just have to go down to the Shasta County Veteran Services Office. And if there's no appointment necessary, you walk in with the discharge, whatever the numbers are of that discharge paperwork.
214.
That one I knew you'd know. And they will help you fill out all the applications and educate you on the program. Again, I find a lot of widows are unaware of it, because it was maybe their first husband that passed away that was the veteran. And if they were married for, you know, 35, 40 years to their second husband who wasn't, they forget that they can apply for benefits based on that first husband's service, as long as he is, there's no divorce, as long as they're widowed by a veteran. And there are a few caveats to it, but I don't get into those, because one time I tried to explain a little bit and Bob called in and corrected me. So they're the experts over there. And, you know, there are some agencies that are trying to educate veterans and widows on these services, and they will try to get you into some annuities and different things. So, you know, it is illegal to charge a veteran any time to find benefits for them. So sometimes the people that are able to reach out there are not always on the up and up. So there's no reason why you shouldn't just go down to the Veteran Services Office.
This is real important, Karen, what you just said, because you'll see it advertised all the time. You'll get things that says, hey, for this much money, we'll walk you through the labyrinth of papers. You don't need to do that. It's free. They are not supposed to charge you. Any of the information some of these places say they give out, they can get from the Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
And we're so fortunate to have the funding to have that office. A lot of counties our size do not. And because we have such a great support and a great county, we are able to have that. And imagine if people had to go down to Sacramento to apply for these benefits. It would be much more difficult on our community. It
never happened.
No.
You know, and speaking of Sacramento, let me go to another point here that you've been on before to talk about. And that's Senate Bill 411, which is our Senate, in their infinite wisdom, have said, oh, we have to keep better track of everybody. So we're going to do it in this very heavy-handed way, and we're going to charge small businesses for this. Can you talk just a little bit about that?
Basically, right now in the state of California, home care agencies like mine are not currently licensed. There's no licensure available. Most of us, and Jim Robison from Senior Helpers and I have been on before, are for some type of licensing. We understand it's necessary. It's going to protect our seniors. It's going to protect us. But the licensing that is pending, SB 411, is definitely not hitting the mark. It's going to raise all of our costs to do business. You know, I know Jim has said it's going to cost him about $50,000 more a year. And there's a lot of concerns with this bill. It's probably going to pass. And then we're going to be back on to ask a lot of your listeners to write to Jerry Brown and talk about it. But basically, one of the main issues that we're all having is, first of all, right now in our economy, the oversight that this bill is going to cause, we can't afford. So, you know, looking at some of the issues here, one of them is that they want all caregivers to register on a website their first and last name, what their accreditations are, and which agency they work for, which is a huge violation of their privacy, and it has to be monitored and overseen by the state to be sure that every caregiver is updated constantly. And as Jim pointed out last time we were on, many caregivers switch agencies. Every time they work for me, I pay a fee. If they go to work for Jim within the same year, he pays the fee. And the cost of maintaining this website is going to be huge to the taxpayer. Secondly, we've got a lot of people in caregiving that, you know, may come from an abusive relationship. And we've got a lot of women. You know, I've got 50 women that work for me, and Jim has even more because he's in more counties, that may have a history with some type of abusive relationship. And now we've got the agency they work for. It jeopardizes their safety, our client safety, the office's safety if this person shows up there. So that's just one part of it. Not to mention, you know, there's a few other things in there that are going to, you know, bring up all of our costs to the point where we have to pass that on to our senior. Already, you know, it's upwards of, you know, $20 an hour for services, with workers' comp just went up for our industry too. So, you know, it's a really bad, bad gamble for us right now.
Well, I want to talk more about this when we get back. But again, this is something that it's going to hit the small businesses. Is this something, though, that, I mean, there's very large corporations that do this kind of work. And, you know, so it's driving the small businesses out because, like, you know, Jim says, I'm sure for you, be close to $50,000 right off the top line here, mm-hmm. the bottom line, mm-hmm. means that you do have to pass it on, which means now people can't have that. So it means that people, instead of getting care in their home where they're going to do better, they're going to have to be forced into a full care facility, mm-hmm. which is going to cost the taxpayers even more money.
Absolutely. So you dialed that right in.
It's the type of thing is we're going to hammer the small business and then cost the taxpayers even more when we don't need to do this.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. I'm with Sharon Clark from Home Helpers, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Pulse Urgent Care reminds you, as you're enjoying the outdoors here in the North State, to please stay cool and hydrated. Watch for signs of heat-related illness, including fatigue, nausea, excessive thirst, or dizziness. If you develop these or other symptoms, get immediate treatment. Pulse Urgent Care is there 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. in their newly expanded facility. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk into Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says, if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:25 in the morning. It's 80 degrees out there, and it's going to be 104 today. So watch what you're doing. Hydrate. Make sure you don't leave the kids and the dog in the car. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors of Reading. Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Rams. Right here in Reading, and your neighbors are there giving the best deals that you're going to find in the North State, right there at Reading Crown Motors. They've got cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit everybody. New, previously owned, they've got them. Come on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a try. Give them a call, 223-2177. If they don't have it, they'll get it. And after you buy this vehicle, they will keep it in tip-top shape with their just outstanding service department. Reading Crown Motors. Buy local, stay local.
We just bought the Home Helper's car there.
The Home Helper's car from, there you go. I hope you mentioned us. Okay, maybe.
But I do want to thank John Taylor and Diane B. Hill down there, because if you look around town or on our Facebook page, it's Home Helper, Reading Home Helpers on Facebook, you can see pictures of our car
there
and
you
see
go.
It around town driving.
Okay, the Reading.
We are bought local.
You know what? You have to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you can go down the road, but you want to buy local because that's a lot of money.
And they treat us so
here.
Well over there.
Yeah.
There's no reason to go anywhere else.
Okay. And I'm talking, of course, to Sharon Clark from Home Helpers, and she treats people really well. One of the things we talked about during the break is that, you know, people not knowing services are available, and that it can, you know, that, oh, my gosh, there's a spot in between.
Mm-hmm.
So can you
sure. I continually, as I'm visiting with people out in the community or even traveling, when people ask what I do, it's kind of a going joke with my friends. No matter where we are, I mean, we're having a night out, having a glass of wine, the waitress asks me what I do, and I tell her, and then I hear the sob story. You know, sometimes I want to make up, I do something else, but, you know, no matter where I'm at, it's, oh, I wish we knew about this when my dad had a stroke or my mom needed help or, you know, whatever the family situation is. And, you know, I'm continually surprised, as much education as I try to do and in our community and other agencies like mine, that the adult children still were educating that there is such a thing as home care. And, you know, it seems like a lot of folks understand that the value and the quality of life their parents would have had they had this option, would have been greatly improved. And I just heard a story the other day from a gal who, their dad was in the Bay Area, and they didn't understand what was available there, and they moved him out of the home before they thought he was ready, and he ended up passing away quite early. And so if you are in Reading and your parents are somewhere else, educate yourself on that community and what's available there if they don't want to move. And a lot of times people don't want to move. They've got their doctors, their friends, their church family. But it's really important before the crisis to educate yourself if you're the child, the adult child, because sooner or later it will be your problem. They're going to pick up the phone and call you from the hospital, or the neighbors will call you if mom and dad are having problems. And it's really super important to know what's available to empower you and your parents to keep them at home as long as possible with care like Home Helpers provides.
Well, and you know what? People do not like to plan ahead. They just don't like to plan ahead. But unfortunately, this is what's going to happen.
What is the
it
saying?
It happened to my parents. It's going to happen to everybody.
We all have death and taxes, or what is the saying?
Well,
that's,
you know,
the only sure thing in
everybody,
life.
Well, unless you're on Obama's special list,
right.
And then you don't have to pay taxes because you're in that exempt list. Yeah.
But
okay,
he didn't help me with my business.
Well,
you know
what? And the thing is I expected to see him the other day saying, you know what? You didn't win that gold
That's
medal.
Right.
You did not win that gold medal. Well, the government won
That's
that gold
right.
medal because we have, you know, swimming pools that you use in, and we gave you a uniform to wear so that you didn't win that gold medal. And I'm sorry. I was, okay. Okay, we'll take a step back on
That's
this.
Right.
Well, you know what the thing is what you're saying, absolutely, Sharon, is true, is that we're getting older here. Baby boomers are in that 60, I mean, Social Security. Mm-hmm. They're hitting Social Security. And now, I mean, this is should be a huge growth industry in what you're
well,
doing.
Well, it is, and the baby boomers are going to dictate a lot of how home care manifests itself over the next few years, because no baby boomers want to go to residential care homes. They want to stay in their home and have their independence. And we definitely know that the baby boomers don't want to go to play bingo and do square dancing. They want to do wine tastings and horticulture classes and yoga. And this generation, we're living longer and longer with more quality of life. I have more people living into their 90s than we've ever had in the history. You know, so we're outliving some of our funds. We're outliving a lot of our family members. We have a question?
Well, it's just that we need to slow down a little bit.
Oh.
You know, I mean,
Sherry, your enthusiasm and energy is just really great. Some of our older listeners are asking that maybe you ratchet back a little decaf there.
Okay. You know, if you know Susan is a high energy girl. Lady, what's your phone number at Home Helpers?
226-8350. And okay. We're online at readinghomehelpers.com. And we're on Facebook at Reading Home Helpers also.
Okay. Now, there is so much information, you know, about what's going on in our senior community and the things. But you're absolutely right, is that we have people are living now and being very active, 80s, you know, late 80s. You know, I can just use as my in-laws. I mean, here they are in their 80s, and they are traveling everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be as fast as they were before, but, you know, they're still traveling. We're going to take a break here in like about 30 seconds. I want to come back and talk again about, you know, when you start talking preparation and things, also things people should be looking for around the house.
Definitely.
You know,
tips.
Tips. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's really good, the things that, you know, you've told me things I've never even thought of before, but people should be looking for. We're also going to be coming back. We're going to talk about the First Lieutenant Sean Jacobs and the route out to the cemetery. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. It turns out he shot himself and was not shot dead by officers after he killed six people Sunday at a Sikh temple near Milwaukee. That's what the FBI says now about Wade Page.
After all of this work, we still have identified no one else responsible for the shooting other than him. We also have not clearly defined a motive at this point.
Teresa Carlson of the FBI. Investigators say Page's girlfriend was arrested on a weapons charge, but they say she has nothing to do with Sunday's shooting. Accused of murdering his wife of 45 years.
66-year-old John Wise didn't enter a plea when appearing via video link before a judge in Akron, Ohio. He's charged with aggravated murder for shooting his hospitalized wife Barbara in the head this past Saturday. He says it was a mercy killing.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Fox News. We report, you decide.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Did you know that this year's June Consumer Report magazine claims that cleaning and checking your gutters for leaks is the most important thing that you can do to reduce mold growth inside your home? We're the local experts for cleaning dangerous mold and fungus from your roof and gutters, bringing your roof back to a safe, super clean look. Visit us at supercleanroof.com or call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
The Westside Performing Arts Company proudly presents the American classic, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. One weekend only. Be sure to see this classic musical, the box office smash. Performances run one weekend only. So be sure to get your tickets now by calling the Cascade Theater box office or visiting cascadetheater.org. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, August 9th through the 11th. One weekend only at the Cascade Theater.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:35 in the morning. It is August 8th. It's 80 degrees right now. It's going to get up in the hundreds today. We have a couple of things. One, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Now, they're on vacation this week. And you can be like the other people that walk down and go, oh, they're closed. But they'll be back next Monday, so you want to be there if you're going to get your hair cut. I don't know, Sharon, if you get your hair cut.
No, I don't go.
Okay, but you know what? That's because it's man's last stronghold. But it's a great place to get your hair cut. Be there next Monday. Line up because they're going to be fresh. Their hands are going to be all rested, and they can cut that hair at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. We still have two more tickets to Legally Blonde. Out there at Shasta College. First person to call gets that. Legally Blonde. It's going to be a great musical. I tell you what, they've got, you know, we're in here today. It's going to be funny and it's going to entertain you. We have two free tickets for that starting tomorrow on August 9th and numerous other times after that. Just give us a call, 530-605-4567. And then the last thing I want to talk about, or at least at this time we're going to talk about it again, is the today, that First Lieutenant Sean Jacobs is being interred out at the Igo Cemetery, the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. The route will go from Allen and Dahl on Eureka Street. It will then head to Bonaventura. Then from Bonaventura, it will go up to Placer, from Placer out to Igo. If you want to be on the street and with a flag or just to pay your final respects, please do that. The procession starts at 9 a.m. There's parking across the street from Allen and Dahl at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. They will, they've allowed people to park there if you want to be as part of the procession. Again, starts at 9 a.m. The service itself will be at 10 o'clock at Igo at the flagpole. Please, please take some time and go out there, line the route, and pay our final respects to a hero here, a son of Reading who gave his all, made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Sharon Clark.
Hi, Carl.
Home helpers.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've known Sharon, gosh, 4 or 5 years, yeah, at least, mm-hmm, that long.
As long as you've been on the air.
As long as we've been on the air. Plus, you know, before, and I think before we, mm-hmm, met you, and when we were getting ready to start the show there in the station, you said, count me in. Mm-hmm. And Sharon rolled right in there. Dave, by the way, just won the tickets. Come on down here, 1326 Market Street. One of the things we always admired about you, is, you know, a straight shooter, is that is your preparation. Be prepared. Be prepared. You put your people that work for you through a very, very strenuous background checks. You do go far beyond what the state had ever wanted before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But one of the things too is you said, you know, people don't realize it, that their parents, as they age, certain things happen. And if you don't see them all the time, you may not notice it. So what are some of the telltales that we need to be looking for if we go visit our parents?
Sure, Carl, you're absolutely right. There are some telltale signs that mom and dad may be needing more help, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to hire an agency right away. It's just to keep an eye on things, maybe a little bit more supervision, maybe there's a equipment assistance that could be made available. But some of the main ones are, you know, billing. If the bills have always been paid on time and you're there and you see past due notices, anything gets shut off, they're having trouble managing finances, this is a huge situation to get involved in because there's so much elder abuse. You want to monitor that very closely. And if they're having some issues, you know, step in a little bit, maybe put some things on auto pay. That's not overstepping your boundaries too far, and offer to help with that. Around the house, you know, are things being picked up? Is food being thrown away properly? Is the trash being taken out? You know, if you have parents that were always very, very tidy and all of a sudden the home life seems to be falling apart, this is another sign that they need some extra help. Maybe getting a cleaning service in. That's something that my agency does. Or maybe a neighbor or a granddaughter wants to earn a little extra money to do some cleaning. Medication monitoring and management. This is a huge issue that a lot of people face. I have, you know, I think the last statistic I read was like 65% of hospitalizations in the elderly are due to non-compliance with a medication. So people overtake or under-medicate. So helping oversee that, being sure that the medications are refilled timely and taken properly, helping them maybe fill a pill box, that's another great way to help see that that's getting done. When you visit mom and dad, ask them to go through their medications and explain to you the protocols and how they're taking them. And if they can't explain them properly to you, maybe there's a time for you to intervene and give them a little bit of assistance on that.
I know that my father was taking medications and my mother, but my dad had so many medications. You know, we're going to break away. I mean, can we just take a pause here? We've got Fred Salante from the Missing in America Project, who is leading the procession out there, the Missing in America Project. Fred, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
What's the latest on the procession for First Lieutenant Jacobs?
Actually, first of all, we want to thank everybody that's planning on coming out to honor our hero. Right now, there's no change in the plans from what I gave you. We will be departing here close to either maybe a hair earlier because family and everybody's here. Maybe not 5 minutes to 9 or 9 o'clock is the deal.
Okay, now you're down at Allen and Bell right now.
Wait a minute. They're saying now 9:15.
Okay, 9:15. It's going to leave from Allen and Bell.
I'm getting handwritten messages as I talk to you.
That's good, though. That's what we need. That's what we're here for. So it leaves at 9:15 from Allen and Bell, and then where does it go from there?
We'll go west to Buenaventura, and then we'll hit south up to Placer, and then out Placer all the way to the cemetery. We've got just loads and loads of CHP, RPD. There's, of course, MIAP, PGR riders, SBE riders, American Legion, UBNC. It's just a really nice crowd, and we have an overflow parking for those that are coming. The family is parking at Allen and Dahl itself, but if people head west for about one-tenth of a mile, they'll come into the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and that whole parking is reserved for us, and we will get them to blend in with the rest of the escort as we pass by and just have lights on and flashers on.
Okay. That's great. And, you know, I know that there's going to be a lot of people turning out for this today, as always here in the North State when we say farewell to one of our heroes.
Yes.
Fred, we sure appreciate you calling in. It's going to start at 9:15. Of course, the service itself will be at around 10 o'clock right out there at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery.
Correct.
Anything else, Fred?
No, that's it. And just thank everybody, and we thank everybody that's coming in advance. So
okay,
this is a terrific day, not terrific in the sense for the family, but terrific for the support and for the family to come out and show everybody.
Outstanding. Fred Salante, who is the president and started the Missing in America Project, they'll be leading the procession out there. Fred, thank you so much for the update.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Sharon Clark from Home Helpers, and we'll be right back.
Play bingo at Wind River Casino, where high-stakes bingo is in action. Every last Sunday of the month, over $20,000 must go. 20 regular game marathon pays $1,000. Paper $35, PhDs $99. We are the only place in town to offer a breakfast buffet free with your bingo buy-in. Every last Sunday of the month, over $100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. You only have to be 18 to play. Don't like to dob? Let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo. Play rock and roll bingo the second Friday of every month.
month. Be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun.
Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Papers only $10. Plus, on Wednesday, August 29th, 10 lucky winners will be selected for a chance at $500 in our Bingo's Night on the River drawing. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to WinRiver.com and check out our Bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's Home Performance Program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsredding.com.
Pulse Surgeon Care has expanded their facility. What does that mean for you when you're ill or injured? It means shorter wait times and more care options. Pulse Surgeon Care is conveniently open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., so they're available when you need them. Pulse Surgeon Care specializes in care for the entire family and accepts Medicare and most major insurance. For more information, call 722-1111 or just walk into the newly expanded Pulse Surgeon Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Surgeon Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:45 in the morning. We just had an update from Fred Salante of the Missing America Project on the route, the procession, of course. Redding Harley-Davidson is bringing this segment to us, you know, established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. Of course, Ernie and Jessica are they doing the day-to-day there. They've got a motorcycle, a Harley, for everyone. You want a trike? They've got them. You want one of some of the smaller bikes? They got them. They've got everything you can possibly imagine, then to bolt onto the bike or to ride on the bike. And let me tell you, you're going to see a lot of Harleys today. You're going to see a lot of motorcycles. You're going to hear those Harleys as they're going by. They will sell you a bike. They've got financing available, and their service department is second to none. They'll take that bike and keep it on the road. That's Redding Harley-Davidson at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. And remember, if you're going to live the dream, you've got to experience the ride to live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson. Our guest is Sharon Clark from Home Helpers.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Sharon. One of the things we talked about was those telltales. We talked about medicines and all this. I tell you, my dad had like 12 tons of...
Oh, with the science experiment.
I mean, it is. I mean, two cardboard boxes, like these little, shoe boxes.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know which one of these to take? And how do you know what it affects? You can't tell me that when you've got four doctors working on somebody and they're all prescribing something that somebody's keeping watch of this.
And then you've got seniors from the Depression era that don't throw anything away. So they pull out God knows what from 2 years ago that's expired. So
that's right.
They might need it one day. And then they get really nervous about throwing the bottles away because it has their information on it. And so it's just really important to oversee those medications. And we actually at Home Helpers now have a medication monitoring system that families can pre-fill, and the medications will come out at the specific times and alert the family if the medication is not taken properly. So there's a lot of equipment that can assist our seniors without them having to be moved or to pay a caregiver to come in and do that for them.
Okay. You're always looking for people.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the type of people you're looking for.
Sure. We have a wonderful staff, 52 wonderful caregivers on staff right now. The first two ladies I ever hired 8 years ago are still with me. I think that says a lot about how I treat my employees. I consider them my internal client. It's very, very important to have a wonderfully trained, supported staff. We require a criminal background check, DMV screening. Everyone's bonded insured. We do a pre-employment physical and drug test. So we want to be sure that all, we have the best possible people. This is a great part-time job for retirees. Because it's not medical, people can pick their own type of schedules. I have quite a few people in their 50s, 60s, even early 70s that want to take off in the summer to RV. They give me the hours they can work. They have a Social Security top dollar they can't make above, so we keep them below with what they can make, and we offer full benefits to our full-time employees, so, you know, which is great for small business in town. I've probably got 25 people that have medical benefits with me, which I think is very important. We're looking at doing a 401k plan very soon, so, you know, it doesn't require any specific training. If you're interested in looking into a job with us, you can visit our website at readinghomehelpers.com. Click on the employment tab, and you can actually download our application right there and bring it into the office, or visit us at 2620 Larkspur Lane, just south of Cypress, and come on in, and we will give you an application and talk with you about positions that we have available.
There you go.
We're always looking for great people. We have weekends, nights. A lot of times teachers will work with us during the summer, or people that work in banks, kids are off to college, they want a little extra income and make dinner for a wonderful elderly man that needs some company. And so we can really work around your availability if you already have a job somewhere else. It's a great thing to do and make a little extra money for yourself. And also, you know, if you enjoy spending time with elderly, it's a great way to give back to our community.
Well, you know what? It's a growth industry. I mean, we're living longer. We're having that pay, you know, I mean, look at Bad Bob here. He's going to be, what, 65 here pretty soon? And once he's...
He's a spring chicken.
65, but, you know, expect to still work you to death right here, Bad Bob.
They'll just bring the coffin in and prop it in the corner one of these days, you know, just so you can pop me in it, yeah.
As long as you can still turn on the... as long as you can push those buttons, don't talk to me about your condition, you know. We'll get you oxygen later.
Well, you know, the other thing, and a lot of times people forget this, is Home Helpers isn't just for seniors. We do work with recuperative care. I have had people in their 50s and 60s that are widowed or single, divorced, and have a shoulder surgery or a knee replacement and need help for a few days. So it's definitely something that, you know,
that's
there are people.
No, that's an important thing. If you're in physical therapy, you've been after, you know, a wreck of mm-hmm. some kind, and that you're just in your single, that having somebody there that, you know, that cook a dinner or mm-hmm. to, you know, do some things around the house because you can't lift you got your leg in a cast, or you mm-hmm. can't lift your arm above your shoulder. I mean, Home Helpers.
Correct.
It's not just for seniors.
Recuperative care. We also do young families. We've had moms on bed rest. We've had people that have, you know, are pregnant with twins and get put on bed rest and have two other young children.
Sure.
So there's a lot of different ways we can come in.
Not just for seniors.
Correct. Any type of home care.
We're going to take a break on that. Mm-hmm. Carl on the Bot, 3-5 Radio, KCNR, 1460.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Don't back down.
That's a good one for me, Bob.
There you go. We play this every day. We play this every day right now because you don't back down. You got to take a stand. You know, and people that take stands and do the right thing. That's the, you know, that's the
ethics.
Bottom line.
Ethics.
That's the bottom line. You do the right thing. You don't keep things, you know, hidden. You just come right out and say it. Hey, look, yeah, I did this. You know, and if you don't like it, well, then one, don't vote for me or don't support me. That kind of stuff. Our guest is Sharon Clark here from Home Helpers. Tomorrow we have Francie Sullivan, who is of course one of the Redding City Council members, and we're going to be talking to Francie, get her take on what's happening here in the city. Of course, we want to talk to her about the Redding Electric Utility and the alleged corruption that's going on there by Mr. Brown, who used to work for the REU. Big news for that. And they're raising the rates at such a, 24%.
Oh, my God.
You know, again, I mean, and the type of thing is we find out perhaps maybe there's $30 million worth of natural gas we didn't have to buy. Well, we'll just find out about that. You know, it just broke, so I let's just hope that, you know, Francie can give us a little insight about what's going on. But, Sharon, you've been giving us a lot of insight about seniors and things we need to look for. People you're looking for to help support the taking care of seniors.
And I want
to also, you got something else here too.
Yes, I definitely want to remind all of the listeners that I do a in-home consultation for every client. So if you have a family member or a friend you feel might benefit from our services, I come out myself and do an assessment, and we can quote rates and discuss the care and the needs, and we do a personalized care plan for every client, whether it's helping a new mom with a baby, a mom going through chemotherapy treatments. We've unfortunately have moms that face those situations, and we're happy to help care for the children in the home while she's going through that. We also have our seniors that need help to stay in their homes with dementia or stroke histories, and then we have recuperative patients like Bob when he has his knee replacement. Just kidding, Bob. We'll be there for you. I'll give you the friendship rate.
The friendship rate. You know, and I know who she's going to send over to. Bruno. Bruno here. Bruno will turn you around and give you your sponge bath, you know, and he likes it. So
there's a visual I could have really done without the rest of the day, sir.
And we do work 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every holiday, all around the year. So whatever the needs of your family are, we're here in our community to help all of our families stay safe, stay home, and be as healthy as possible.
Okay. We'll win that one for you on that one.
And visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com, or you can call our office at 226-8350. We're right over there at 2620 Larkspur Lane, just south of Cypress.
Great.
Thanks for having me, as always, Carl, and supporting
Home
Helpers.
What?
I really
appreciate
it.
One of the things I wanted to talk about, this SB 411, that's going to just really hurt the home care industry. It's going to put people, literally, it's going to take people that are in the being cared for, it's going to push it beyond their means. And now they're going to have to go into a home where our taxes are paying for it. And when they, it doesn't have to happen because of some kind of strange reasoning that, you know, that, that nobody really can quite understand, that even when they're shown the problems with this, this mob down in Sacramento, they're shown this, okay, if you do this, yes, we need to have everybody licensed, but when you start doing this, this is just piling on, it's gonna put people out of business.
Absolutely.
During this time in our country, you're gonna put people out of business on purpose. And they don't have to do that.
We'll be back on to talk about that. And listeners can Google SB 411 and read more about that. And we'll definitely be asking for some support to write some letters when we need that from your listeners. Because if you plan on aging in your home, this bill may make it impossible for you to do that.
Oh, nice.
Well, okay. Sharon, as usual, thank you so much. I just want to remind everybody again, the procession for First Lieutenant Jacobs killed in action in Afghanistan begins at about 9:15 from the Allen and Dahl Funeral Home right there on Eureka. And if from there, it will go to Bonaventura, then it will head to Placer, and from Placer out to Igo. So if you can't be there for the ceremony at 10:00, please, please go on out along the route and stand there and say goodbye. And give our final respects to First Lieutenant Sean Jacobs, a hero, a real hero. They don't give gold medals for what he did. It's too bad, because he'd have the largest gold medal. We'll be back tomorrow, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Not sure if Linda's going to be here, because she's still filming down there in Chico. It's the good guys against the bad guys.
You can stand me up at the gate.
We know who
hill,
First Lieutenant Sean Jacobs is. He's a good guy.
Gonna stand my
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The gunman in the Sikh temple massacre in Wisconsin wasn't killed by police after all. The fatal wound was self-inflicted.
It appears that Page died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
After he was shot and wounded by an officer, FBI special agent in charge Teresa Carlson also says it still appears Wade Page acted alone, but the search for a motive continues.
We have conducted over 100 interviews nationwide, including those of family, associates, employers, neighbors of Wade Michael Page. We have issued 180 federal grand jury subpoenas.
Carlson says they have more than 100 leads worldwide. She also says the video surveillance at the temple was not on during Sunday's deadly attack. Just getting word of an emergency landing for an Alaska Airlines flight after what's being called a catastrophic electrical failure. They were able to land the plane safely in San Jose. No other details yet. No reports of any injuries. But